Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And tonight we are going to be going through fascicle 24 of the knowledge book. So if you're a new listener and you're not familiar with that, scroll down on the show information and I'll tell you a little bit about the knowledge book, excuse me, and the website to go to explore it more. It's said to be the book that is all of the religious books combined and beyond. So today's was pretty good, and it's titled Fashion, Time, Madness. So we're going to be going through that in a few minutes, but first I wanted to give you all the update. And the update is that we are going to be in Chicago, and that will be gathering at Carla's house on the 20th of July. So call us if you would like to partake in that, or if you know Carla, you can call her directly. And we are going to be in Madison, Wisconsin for approximately a week. And it looks like we may be doing a gathering on August 2nd. We have to nail that down yet. Then we will be in Duluth, Minnesota for a day or two. I'm not sure exactly the date on that or where we're going to be. And then we will be in Hot Springs, Montana for probably about a week. And then we do the West Coast tour. So, yes, I'm getting tired of traveling around. The next one needs to be one of those big tour buses, you know, so we don't have to uproot ourselves every couple of days. That gets a little hard when you get to be our age. But anyway, we are meeting some wonderful people and having a great time, and I have to tell you guys, the grid is getting stronger and stronger. And I can clearly see that more and more people are brightening up on the grid where they had kind of gotten dull, and there were big sections of dullness before we started all this. And it's not just us doing it. You know, I mean, there are people all over the world doing a golden grid connection, whether they call that a golden grid or not. Sometimes they talk about it. It's not done quite the same way. And so if you're a new listener, let me explain a little bit of the difference. When we do the quantum vortex, it is using technology, quantum physics and quantum mechanics, with consciousness, conscious intent, and what we're doing is quantum leaping you. So if you haven't had the years of time of meditation and spiritual work that Madeline and myself have had and some of the people that we know, if you haven't had that time, which used to take a lifetime and many lifetimes previously, you can get up to speed very quickly by stepping into the quantum vortex. Now, I don't know exactly how that happens. I just know that it does happen, and we've had ample proof of that. So we've had some real exciting things happening, you know, in the last 3 years, but certainly in the last year since we've been traveling. And, of course, we still have some people that think that nothing happened, and I keep telling them it doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. It's not woo-woo. It's science. You know, you can make it woo-woo, and we like to make it woo-woo because that's fun, and we love to see angels and all that kind of stuff. And so, so sometimes we make it a little more woo-woo than others, or sometimes it's ET-related. It's different, you know, with every crowd. But basically, whoever is your team is who shows up. So it's, oh gosh, I just read this thing on the fast chat, Don. That is really funny. I was humming the Jeopardy theme while I was waiting. And so Dale Ray's saying he's wondering if Alex has ever had a metaphysical experience. That's pretty funny. Sorry, I had to stop and laugh at that one. Okay, so what we're doing now is we're experimenting with a video that we got. And those of you that have seen us may have seen this video already. It's the one that sent us out on the road last year. And sometimes we showed it last year and sometimes we didn't. But basically, it's where Madeline set up the camera on the computer in the room when the room was still set up at the office and walked away. And what came out was some amazing stuff, just golden rings opening up and brilliant golden white light shining out. And it was quite profound. So we have decided to try experimenting with that. And we're getting close to the same energy that we get when we bring all the equipment with us. Now, the difference is that if you're not used to running this kind of energy, and if you are a person who doesn't tend to feel energy as much, then you might really need to be in the beam with the equipment, because that's unmistakable. So even the people who think that nothing's going on feel the beam. And it's gentle, you know, so if you haven't done it before, don't be afraid. It's quite gentle and quite loving and blessed and profound. You know, it's all those things wrapped up in one. So we've been having a great time, you know, watching the changes in people and how people are moving more into love and truth and getting out of the egos, which is so, so necessary. And I've just finished writing a chapter that's going to be in one of my next books that's called Transcending the Ego and Moving into Peace. And I just had to break that up into about five different articles to be posted on the web. And it'll be posted on the quantumvortexexperience.com website, you know, as soon as I finish breaking it all up and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's the new developments. And if you have any questions about where we're going to be, if you want to attend one of the Vortex gatherings as we start heading west, then give us a call or drop me an email. If you don't hear back from me within 2 days, send me another email or call me again, because things have not been getting through, and it's been, you know, kind of strange, Mercury retrograde type stuff that's been going on for a while now. I lost a whole pile of emails. I've lost phone calls. All of a sudden, phone calls started getting routed to another phone that wasn't even on my account, and calling this phone number like every hour. I have no idea what's going on with that. It was quite the mystery. Anyway, so let us go ahead and get into the reading of Fascicle 24. Now, if you're new to this also, I always mention that these fascicles should only be listened to or studied on the days that are designated as the day for that. And the way you find that out is you go to that dkb_mevlana.org, the website's on the show info page there, and go there and click on Reading Program. And that will give you the reading schedule. It's a PDF format, and it tells you what day everybody is reading one particular fascicle. Now, the reason they have for doing that is to keep everyone's energy together and to keep them from being able to be short-circuited. And one of the things that I do before I read this stuff is I call over to Istanbul and call to the particular office that handles this stuff and tell them that I'm going to be reading the fascicle. So when I do that, I actually get a stream of energy that comes back to me and supports me as I'm doing this reading. And you can tap into that. So what I'd like you all to do before I start reading this is I'm going to put on one of my favorite things by Ha'a and Shone that is called Essence. And again, if you've been to one of our gatherings, you've heard this. It's very, very blessed music. And I'm going to have that on in the background as I'm reading through this. And if you want to get the album that this comes off of, you can go to www.rememberthewater.com. And there's also a Sacred Water video on there that's just amazing. Ha'a goes around the world and photographs the spirits in water. And he's also on the Hotto.net, you know, with Dr. Masaru Emoto. He's one of the board members and just an amazing guy. So we're going to listen to that music. That'll be fun. But I'm going to take you through a quick little connection. So we're going to start that. Hopefully you can hear this. If you can't, you'll still absorb the energy. So what I'd like you to do now is just to take a nice deep breath and let it fall gently out of your body. And just allow yourself to just relax. Take another deep breath. Let it fall gently out of your body. And another deep breath. And let that fall gently out of your body also. And continue to breathe slow and deep. And now see in the center of your crown a brilliant golden white light. And as you look up beyond where this light is hitting your head, you see there's a connection all the way up to the galactic central sun and beyond that to God itself, the source of all that is. And as you bring your attention back to the top of your head, you see that you're slowly being filled with beautiful, beautiful golden white light. And just let that come all the way through your body and then gently flow out from you into this beautiful golden connection grid. See that we are all connected. And we are connected by love and truth. And now I'm going to start reading 1987, 6 month, fascicle 24 of the Knowledge Book, entitled Fashion, Time, Madness. Our friends, now we would like to convey to you information about the time and the mediums you live in. From the divine evolvement dimensions, which are dominant since the creation of the universe, to the numerous different evolutionary plans which began to climb the steps very recently, are all included in the program of progress of different dimensions. Alongside with this, certain very natural and different evolutionary tableaux come into existence. The situation you experience in your planet at the moment is at a threshold of progress in the same way. The mass influence of people on each other, which you call fashion, is not a current in vain, as you presume. Fashion is a school which assembles a mass discipline and the same levels of consciousness under the same roof. Art is the conveyance of advanced technologies to you, and the currents you receive from there cause the manifestation of the creative mechanism in you. We have talked to you in length about the gene transfers and reincarnations before. We will mention them often when necessary, because your entire life, your happiness or unhappiness, depend on your being able to attain the truth or your inability to do so. Even though the tableau of your world shows a state of deviating off its right course during this period of sincerity, which we call the final period, this, in fact, is a preparation for the investments to be made in future. Since the annihilation of conditionings is taken care of first, we make you go through exams of tolerance by situations which seem unacceptable to you. The most important factors which cause discrimination between people are outer appearance, differences, disagreements between lifestyles and thoughts. To accept everything as it is prepares you for more advanced maturity. At the moment, you are carrying in your genes the influences of centuries, the good or the bad aspects of your lives. You possess 1,000 personalities in a single physical body. Now, to unify the initial and the final, to remove the personalities in between, occurs through both our and your efforts. The quicker you fuse your personalities within your inner pot, the quicker your initial and the final selves will emerge as a genuine and an integrated personality. Only then will you discover genuine happiness. At the moment, there are numerous transfers in your planet from different cultures and clans. Each personality will very naturally exhibit his or her own views. They contradict your habitual culture and views. But do not forget that these view conflicts cause you to go through exams of maturity. We determine your views through the signals we receive from your chains of thought. That is, God is closer to you than your aorta. He sees everything. Now the selection of humanity and the mediums that will transcend are much more difficult. Because our human brothers and sisters prepare their investments for the future in accordance with their levels of consciousness, there is no intercession. Whatever is sown will be reaped. Each person will feel in his or her essence the reckoning of the good or bad things he or she has done and will weigh them in the scales of his or her conscience. Those who are able to do this weighing now are prepared for salvation. Only afterwards will they receive the permission to be prepared for the evolution of different plans. In your planet, which has been disciplined until the final period, the matter of fashion, music, art, used to be performed by the advanced consciousness codes by special operations and contracts. For this reason, equivalent views and standards in fashion and music have been dominant in your planet. But now, the last half of the 20th century, it was decided that there should be a selection, since it was desired that the applied plan should be changed and the view of the entire humanity should be unified in an integrated whole. And for this reason, different cosmic currents started to shower your planet. At the moment, genes coming from the energies of different dimensions began to wake up by their own consciousness, and the present chaos of the world order and madness have come into existence. It is presented for your information. Signed by the Center. Explanation about organizations. Our friends, the subject matter mentioned in the messages we have given to you until today was the reflection of an evolutionary system in conformity with the ordinance of graduation. However, the information you receive now and will receive in future is a period of preparation considered necessary by the plans way beyond this ordinance. The application on your planet of the ordinance of salvation of the divine plan, which is called the period of sincerity, has been implemented in the field of application beginning from the year 1900 in accordance with the Universal Ordinance. Everyone sent to your planet after this date has been obliged to take a mission instinctively parallel to the consciousness of the mediums he or she lives in. And they have continued this situation which seems as if it was far from mission consciousness, as if it was their normal world lives. By performing the various missions incumbent on them, everyone made your planet go through exams both individually and socially since these periods. This accelerated system of evolution has changed and will still change the countenance of your planet. Since the cosmic currents given create stress in consciousnesses who were unable to awaken, and for this reason were unable to wash the negative seeds in their essences, those negative essential nuclei have developed even more in their constitutions and have caused humanity to fall into a difficult situation. They too have invisible missions in the ordinance of evolution, because each entity completes his or her evolution by his or her opposite. And since this is an equivalent evolution of the scales, there will rise an equally powerful negative conscience opposite of each powerful conscience awakened. Because these cosmic currents influence the essences and the awakened consciousness in a better way, and the essences in those who were unable to be awakened in a more negative way. This is a law of equilibrium rendered by the cosmic rains in the medium of awakening. For this reason, getting organized in your planet, both negatively and spiritually, has increased. We can never interfere with this situation, because everyone during this resurrecting period is obliged to make his or her own progress in accordance with his or her own level of consciousness. In accordance with a given command, there is no intercession. only to the consciousness who rise up to a certain evolutionary consciousness's helping hands are extended. The system functions in this manner. Your world, which goes through depression facing the negative life, will be redeemed from individualism and will become socialized. The unification and the evolution of nations occur by this means. This message has been dictated to give information to your planet about organizations. During this difficult period, it is imperative that a large portion of your planet should be awakened by the high frequencies carried by the Knowledge Book. For this reason, we tell you to propagate and to spread with speed. The part played by the awakened consciousnesses in the ordinance of propagation is very great, because everyone can reach up to us through the frequency carried by the fascicles of the book. Otherwise, we cannot code them, we cannot determine from the archives who they are, and we cannot extend them our helping hands. Meanwhile, numerous lights who could not reach this system are wasted. Everyone is coded here by their individual essence consciousnesses. Since the entire humanity has absorbed the merciful lights of the Lord, and since negative consciences too benefited from this fact, you used to live in a more stable world. But now, those purifying currents have been cut off and your planet is showered by different cosmic rains, which will reveal the genuine essences and the consciences. In future, you will be exposed to more different currents. These currents will select humans from humans. And the golden age will be established by the vibrations of love of the positive consciousnesses. The system has changed. The style of evolution has changed. Now it is beneficial to grasp the truth. Since the fascicles of this knowledge book carry the powerful divine waves of the Lord, the negativity in those who read them vanishes, and their genuine consciences within their essence are revealed. For this very reason, this book is your savior. A person who has been awakened does not know yet the great mission he or she performs in the medium of purification by distributing at least six fascicles. Time will prove everything. This knowledge book, which is the threshold of the golden age, is your universal guide. You will personally witness this and will be prepared for the plan of salvation. The proof of everything is within time. It will be awaited and be seen. Our love is for all the universes. Signed, the Center. Missions and direct contacts, answer to the chains of thought. One attains religious fulfillment first, later universal awareness, and still later universal consciousness. Afterwards, the mechanism of influences becomes ineffective. By this means, one attains cosmic awareness, later cosmic consciousness. Direct contacts with the plan begin at this stage. With those who overcome their fears and egos, we walk all together on the path of light. And by this means, one attains the awareness of the universal ordinance. Genuine missions begin only after this. The messengers of the divine plan and we always help you from the plan on this path. It is presented for your information. Find the center. Each figure is a symbol. This message is an explanation for the chains of thought. 1. The universal emblem of the directing mechanism of the unified reality is a five-pointed star. This star symbolizes an order-establishing mechanism. Please draw a five-pointed star and separate its forms. Now it shows the forms separated as one triangle with the point down on the far right, with a five-pointed star on the far left with one point up. In the middle is the middle portion of the star. And so it has, you know, two long ends and then it's up in the center a bit. On each side of that is an infinity symbol with a plus on the left side and a minus on the right side next to the infinity symbol. Now divide at the middle of the first figure you have separated into two to form two triangles. To one of its sides, put a plus infinity sign, to the other, a minus infinity sign. A, this form is a symbol of the universal ordinance, and that's showing the symbol in the middle with the two long sides and then drawn up in the center. So it forms the two lower lobes and the top point of the five-pointed star. So that's a symbol of the universal ordinance. B, the triangle, and that's the triangle with the point down, is the universal educational plan of the divine plan. That is, it represents its upside-down triangle. The universal upside-down triangle of the divine plan reflects on the universal ordinance, and they work cooperatively. The five-pointed star signifies this. 2. The emblem of the focal point of the divine plan is the six-pointed star. This symbolizes the upside-down and face triangles, one inside each other. Now please draw a six-pointed star and separate the two triangles. So the six-pointed star goes on the left. The triangle with the point up goes in the center. And the triangle with the point down goes on the right. So underneath the triangle in the center with the point at the top, it says triangle of the religious plan. And underneath the upside-down triangle, it says triangle of the universal plan. A. This triangle signifies the religious, educational, and the training mechanism of the divine plan. When this plan is completed, the education and training of the upside-down universal triangle begins to function. Both focal points work cooperatively. The unification of the two of them as the six-pointed star signifies the focal point of the divine plan. B. That's the upside-down triangle. The universal educational triangle is expressed by the upside-down triangle. In the triangle of the religious plan, the right-side-up one, the system of reaching from the Lord to the human being functions. However, in the triangle of the universal plan, one reaches from the human being to the Lord. 3. The divine plan directing mechanism. Its emblem is the eight-pointed star. This emblem symbolizes the operational order of the cube system. Here, eight focal points work cooperatively. This is a focal point which completes the evolution of the triple ordinance. Now draw an eight-pointed star, please, and separate it into pieces. So you've got one square with the other square on the diagonal through it. Then you have two squares to the right of it, one labeled A, one labeled B, and they each are separated by two lines, so it's like looking down on top of a four-sided pyramid. Or putting an X in the box. To determine the eight focal points, divide both squares you have drawn diagonally to form triangles. Let us explain this information in more detail. A. The A square of the cube system and the religious educational triangle of the divine plan focal point, that is the A triangle, unite and project on your planet the knowledge of seven terrestrial layers. This is the first step. B. The B square of the cube system and the universal educational triangle of the divine plan focal point, that is, the B triangle, unite and project the knowledge of seven celestial layers. This is the second step. The addition of them all makes 14. Afterwards, the knowledge of seven universal layers comes into effect. This is the third and the final step. The addition of them all makes 21. These cause people to complete their evolution systems in accordance with their levels of consciousness. Let us repeat briefly the symbols above. 1. The directing mechanism of the unified reality, its symbol, the five-pointed star. 2. Focal point of the divine plan, that is, the mighty energy focal point, its symbol, the six-pointed star. 3. The divine plan directing mechanism, its symbol, the eight-pointed star, signed the center. Information about colors and their frequencies. Our friends, formerly, we had mentioned that each sound and each color had a frequency peculiar to itself. Now let us talk briefly about them again. You know that the white color represents alpha, and the black color represents beta. The gamma dimension, which you are in now, symbolizes the red color. Each color has unifying, scattering, projecting, selecting, serenity-inspiring, and reinforcing frequencies peculiar to itself. 1. The white color, alpha, symbolizes the godly dimension. This color carries a purifying and protecting frequency. The colors of the Book of Islam are white and green. 2. The black color, beta, carries the energies and the frequencies of the intense and unknown colors of the deep space dimension. Only seven color frequencies reach your planet from here as seven lights. However, now you have passed beyond seven lights and are receiving the universal energies, the ultraviolet. For this reason, violet, which is the color of the transition from the religious dimension to the universal dimension, and the unification of the godly order with the universal order is the symbol of the dimension you serve. 3. The red color symbolizes gamma. This is a selective and sorting out color. Your society evaluates all colors instinctively by the events experienced. For example, you say the evil eye accompanied by red does not leave one. However, you do not know what it means. This is because the red color carries a very heavy frequency. One has to be very strong to be able to carry that color. Flags, which are the symbols of nations, symbolize the power and the missions of the societies in question. 4. The green color carries the frequency of serenity and relaxation. This frequency of the religious dimension is received very comfortably in the medium of worship. 5. The blue color carries a frequency which breaks the coming cosmic currents and which renders them ineffective. However, it possesses an effective power on people who are not used to the cosmic currents. For this reason, those who have cosmic consciousness carry this color very easily. 6. The yellow color is a conveying color. It conceals in itself all the sacred vibrations. It is an intense frequency. Those who are on the path of the sacred light, that is, those whose evolutions and spiritual potentials are very powerful, can use it comfortably. It makes those with low frequencies ill. The frequency of the knowledge book is orange-yellow. Its symbol is the sunflower. 7. The gray color carries the frequency of alpha-beta mixture. Those who have grown old in the world carry this color comfortably. It pressurizes the young. However, it does not pressurize those who are spiritually strong. 8. The black color creates happiness in those who have attained cosmic consciousness and unhappiness and depression in those who have not attained it. Consciousnesses in between the two prefer the brown color. Colors symbolize the consciousness levels of people and societies. Pure and naive consciousnesses like multicolors. They live in a color orgy. These colors make them happy. They always avoid black. However, by the frequencies of these multicolors they use, they attain cosmic awareness without being aware of it and dive into universal voids. Let us give examples. In America, like Peru, Chile, Mexico, Argentina, whose ancestors were the Incas, like hippies in Europe, natives in Africa, and in the islands. Each color you sympathize with symbolizes the power of your spiritual potential. This message we have dictated will introduce you to yourselves better. Our love is for all the universes. Signed by the Center. Transparent Revolution. Our friends, there are such times experienced beyond the evolution which will come into existence by the exposition of the essence, by being redeemed of the suffering given to you through your bodies full of contradictions, that the reaching of the residents of this place to you and their reaching in your essence make you dive into the infinite awareness. There is no more evolution beyond this boundary. These places here are the lights of the truth. They are the lands of reform. All rules necessary for your evolution are annihilated here and terminated here. These places are called the boundaries of limitless horizons. Here, a transparent revolution is sovereign. This is the final boundary of you who are embodied energies. These are places beyond the final dimension of Karina. Here, you live completely dominant over your essence, and you can project your shadow on any dimension you wish. Then you become the limitless residence of limitless horizons. You have to be able to reach this stage in order to exist. Your material bodies you see in your world at the moment are the reflections on you of your abstract bodies. You teach everything to yourselves and make your own selves attain the truth. Your world is a land of veiled awareness. In order for you to be embodied, it is a must that all the evolutionary awarenesses should be assembled in a whole. The very distresses, the very anxieties are the results of the conflicts between these limitless awarenesses within you. This is the reason why you cannot attain your own selves. Your possessing everything also means this. The reflection of the entire evolutionary ordinance on these material bodies of yours causes you not to live your beautiful world comfortably. All the efforts are for the unification of your material bodies with your abstract bodies, and you call this process exist in unity. This medium of unity is much more accelerated in technological dimensions. For this reason, it is called computer timing. During the previous evolutions, one used to need centuries to be able to claim his or her genuine double. Evolutionary tableau and incarnations used to protect this system in a natural way. That is, everyone used to transcend the boundaries in accordance with the power of the consciousness level he or she had attained. Since it was not possible for everyone to reach his boundary, divisions in religions, conflicts among people had occurred, and as a result, mediums of taboo had been created. Now the technology of advanced dimensions has taken your evolutionary system technologically under supervision. By this system, the evolvement of certain dimensions and incarnations are now becoming history, and by this means, different essences are attained. The reason why we tell you all the truth and all clarity is for you to be redeemed of the conflicts and contradictions, to find your own self so that you can attain the truth as soon as possible. Do not ask us about yourselves. Ask about yourselves to your own selves. If you cannot attain the truth and cannot be unified with your essence double, we can never get in touch with you. Because in such a case, since the tempestuous awareness within you still goes on, and since you cannot break the crust of your inner selves, you become detrimental both to your world and to the universe. At the moment, there are many living entities who are unable to attain genuine awareness in the universe, too. They are kept under supervision. Their evolutions are induced to be made in an indirect way. Only afterwards, they are taken into the evolutionary ordinance. Since during different time periods, they have tried to prove to you their own powers, a medium of fear has been created in you. Now we are conveying the truth to erase these fears within you. No negative factor can reach you anymore. In accordance with the law of universal ordinance, uncontrolled and individual proofs can never be made. If there are those who get out of supervision, they will be the ones to lose. The triplet of system, ordinance, law unifies the entire universe in an integrated whole. For this reason, the Golden Age is the single order, the single book, the single path. Consciousnesses who are taken under the Mevlana roof of the Golden Age are on the path of salvation. We help you with all our power. Since at the moment, your world is the site of both the most primitive and the most mature evolution, it is full of contradictions. As a necessity of the plan, your evolution has been projected on religious themes. After you attain this consciousness, you are taken into different evolutionary systems. By this means, you attain your own selves. Find the center. Explanation. Our friends, the evolution of each dimension is different. Numerous advanced dimensions are educated technologically and learning-wise by a different system. By this means, it is being opened up to more advanced horizons. Once missionaries for enlightenment had been sent to you from these dimensions, let us convey them to you by their terrestrial names. Moses, Jesus Christ, Muhammad Mustafa, Mustafa Kemal. These are direct incarnations. That is, let us talk in your expressions. They are direct extraterrestrials, and they had been sent to your planet by the plan to establish system. They are the residents of the abode beyond immortality. That is, they are the possessors of the transparent revolution. Now, the public consciousness of your planet has been taken into the awakening of a cosmic consciousness. This occurs by the help of the mechanism of influences and through technology. Due to the scarcity of time, we are trying to explain everything clearly and in a brief but to-the-point style for you to comprehend everything better. The pen of the Golden Age is directly the incarnation of Mevlana. Our friend still tries to deny this. She knows herself. However, she keeps silent, thinking that this would be against the public consciousness. The pen of the Golden Age has been handed over to her. The transparent revolution of the Golden Age has been started by the pen of Dear Mevlana. Those who wish can call these dictated writings the second Mesnevi. Because the first Mesnevi too had been dictated in the same way through the same source, we dictate this as an information. However, it should never be forgotten that this book is a universal constitution. At the moment, the direct essence is Dear Mevlana. The messages certain friends receive under the name of Mevlana are the results of the projections of the repliques and thoughts of Mevlana from the Mevlana unified field on the consciousnesses. because Mevlana consciousness has been sown in all the societies in your planet. Selections are made in accordance with this level of consciousness. For this reason, everyone who is awakened first of all presumes himself or herself as a Mevlana. You will enter the golden age in the light of this mentality. It is presented for your information. Signed, Light. Private message. Dear Mevlana, please do not hide anymore. Everyone should attain the truth. You know that in future you will convey in your book the subject matters the consciousness of society does not know yet. If you go on like this, a second medium of taboo can be created in consciousnesses who could not awaken. For this reason, we ask you to reveal your identity. You know that you are our pen. With our regards, signed, Light. Note, this message was given in 1985. However, the revealing of my identity had been postponed upon my request. Signed, Vulant Korak. Private message. Dear Mevlana, upon your request, the revealing of your identity is postponed. However, we wonder if you are aware of the necessity of this revelation. This matter worries you without any reason. Please, relax now. We will take care of everything. Love. Signed, Light. Explanation. Dear Mevlana, we would like to explain a question you have in your mind at the moment. No kind of gene engraftment has been performed on you. You had been frozen and kept as neutral. Only your essence gene had been strengthened by certain energies so that you would not be agitated by the energies of the galactic dimensions. You would enter in accordance with the public consciousness. Please do not consider yourself as a guinea pig. With our regards, signed, Center. You are Mevlana. You are gracious and noble. You are one of the sixes. You are a worker of miracles. Dear Mevlana, this is Mustafa Mola. I wish to say hello to you by our rhyme. My friend, there is a very short time left for the opening of the heavens. Everyone will attain the truth in the very near future. You know that we love you very much and do not ever want to worry you. However, there are such compulsory situations that one is obliged to perform them. If you please reveal your identity in the fascicles of 1986, we will all be very happy. Conditioning cannot be easily gotten rid of. Now, people should attain the truth. The dictated book is the constitution of the universal ordinance. The truth is projected on the entire universe by this means. We will now tell people in all clarity how the entire process and the order operates, so that the mediums of taboo will be annihilated one by one. Otherwise, there will be neither salvation nor progress. This is the very reason why you should reveal your identity. The acceptance of our love is our request. Signed, Mustafa Mola. Note, I apologize from my friends and the plan. Maybe it was a mistake, but in accordance with my intellect, my logic, and my individual will, I did not reveal my identity in 1986. Because I did not realize that this matter would be emphasized so strongly, I thought of it as a personal matter. Signed, Bulent Korak. It is private message for dear Mevlana. My friend, this is Amon, the climate of climateless zones, missionary of causeless causes. I did not and have never talked with anyone so open-heartedly until today. Now, please take my message. Dear Mevlana, you know that your planet is a land of symbols. All beings who have been trained by the divine channel until today are called by a name in your planet. They are called by personal names as a necessity of society, even though they are the voices of the same essence. Through this book, you introduce us and our order to your planet as the pen of the friends at the advanced dimensions. And you unify the religions which have deviated from the viewpoint of our Lord. At the moment, you are the direct channel of the Universal Council. Your mission is hard, my friend. We know this. The name Mevlana is not your symbol, but it is your essence. When the genuine Mevlana is declared a part of your planet, not all, will be illuminated by the information of the dictated book. They will attain the truth, and by this means the phenomenon of reincarnation will gain clarity, and the mediums of taboo will be annihilated. This is the very reason why we wish to reveal your identity. We read your thoughts one by one from the tape. But there is something you forget. You are not alone. You have invisible armies behind you. You are in a medium of great protection. At the moment, we liken your mission to navigating a ship at a seashore without water. But you have navigated your ship always and in every period without water. And now you would do so again without any difficulty at all. please do not tire yourself and do not be distressed. These cosmic currents will still reveal many more consciousnesses. There are numerous missionaries on Earth who will reap the rewards. However, they do not reveal their essences like you, fearing the public consciousness. In future, everyone will easily reveal his or her identity. However, now you start the first reformic revelation. Your specialty is different in this medium because you are a pledged missionary, my friend. The information channels of each consciousness are different. There are also those who receive contradictory information on this path. This information is given to them so that the information in question will be searched and found. However, in your world-embracing knowledge, the smallest contradiction is out of question. We always have unity of heart with you. We receive the commands directly through the channel of the Lord and convey them to you. If we had wished, we could have easily given this mission to any medium. Why you? Please, think about this profoundly and let the voice of your essence reach the friends in your planet. You have tolerated us with great tolerance. You have returned to your world to serve humanity. We trust you. Trust us, my friend. Signed, Amon, on behalf of the Supreme Realm. Message about identity. Dear Mevlana, no one can know the divine light you radiate to all the universe, and even you cannot know it at the moment. Because you are present in your world just to serve the plan, and your advanced consciousness codes have been veiled. My friend, we know how difficult the situation you are in. However, please also think that you are not alone. If you still keep silent about revealing your identity, the mausoleum in Konya can become a second Kaaba in the light of the information which will intensify in future. For this reason, we wish to reveal the truth. Otherwise, we would never wish to distress you. And we request you to understand us too. Do not have scruples about human beings. You have invisible armies behind you. My friend, you are not an entity who would care about what people say. Please reveal yourself. Regards. Find light. Dear Mevlana, you are actually the proof and the pioneer of the phenomena of reincarnation. This is the reason why it is required of you to reveal your identity. This revelation is a part of the mission performed. However, we leave the initiative entirely to you. But we request you to reveal it in the nearest future, please. Be confident that this revelation will not be detrimental in the least, either for the book or for you. Just the opposite, it will be greatly beneficial for humanity. Our request is the acceptance of our love. Signed, the Center. Direct notice from the Federation. It is information for the Mevlana Code. Due to the scarcity of time left for the ending of the cycle, all truths will be conveyed to you by this book. We do not have names or symbols. We act in accordance with the levels of consciousness. Only our friend who writes this knowledge book with her hand receives help from the plan, since she is the only friend who has cooperated with us. She performs her mission by her frequency being connected directly to the consciousness plan of the reality. The reason why we call her Dear Mevlana is that she carries the essence gene of Mevlana, who had once been a light in Anatolia. We have asked her many times to reveal her identity. She refused persistently. However, to reveal this matter is also in the field of mission of our friend. It is desired that she should be introduced to your planet as a symbol of a reformic order and of rebirth. Now we have undertaken this matter. Please, our friend, do not cause any more difficulty to us. Reveal this matter together with the writings which introduce yourself anytime you wish. But please let it take place in the fascicles of 1987. Signed, Cosmos Federal Council. Private note. Since it became compulsory to obey the mission performed, I am obliged to conform, even though without wishing to do so, to that which is expected of me. I would have never wished to be exposed to the world during this sacred mission I perform. However, everything is performed only after its smallest details are considered. So this, too, has a reason. Otherwise, my friends would not emphasize so much the revealing of my identity, because we have mutual respect and love. They would never wish to distress me. I believe this heartily. I love the entire humanity. Signed, Bulent Korak. Now I can talk. Those who took me from myself, those who stole me from myself, had given me to myself. My gratitude is infinite. They have kept their promise. I, too, will keep my promise and help humanity. This is a pledge. Our name is Bulent Ansu Korak. Our middle name is Vedia. alias Navlana. We talk in every dialect, we ask in every language. Now let us reach the essence, let us dive a little into it, let us speak through its language. Let us understand who Mevlana is, let us first reveal our identity. It is not easy to be Mevlana either in speech or in behavior. First, let us understand this, let us learn the words revealed. We too had been raw earth, first we were mixed, then kneaded. We attained his love, his divine light. First we were surprised at what happened, then we overflowed. We reached our place centuries later, we were ever present. However, in comprehending him, we were immature. We attained our own self, even if centuries later, we have gotten into conversation with friends beloved. We are the servants of the world who come from the land of those who say, we are neither pleased with riches nor dismayed by poverty. Our old name was Mevlana, our universal code is AS.6.1. These lands are called the land of loving ones. The love here is a universal and a sacred love. Do not confuse it with the love in your planet. Even if one end of the chain of our lineage reaches Atlantis, one end Amon, and the other end the temples of Zeus, we are energies who had come into existence before universes. The medium we are in is beyond evolvement prior to love. Karina is the gateway of transition. However, we are entities beyond immortality. We have come to you passing through Karina. Our last terrestrial birth date is November 1923. The date on which we have taken over the mission is November 1968. We serve by the same body, by the same soul. We have not been subjected to any universal alteration. We are disseminating our love to the entire universe. Our mission is to bestow on Earth the book, which is a sacred relic entrusted to us, and to convey the truth. First, we came into existence. Afterwards, we had been lost in nothingness. We had found our own self beyond nothingness. We had attained salvation. Now we are at the service of humanity and of our human beings, and we are within every particle. During our former passing away, we had bestowed on every entity all the cells, one by one, of our body belonging to that period. Now those coming from the same genes are genuine Mevlanas, and they are the voices of the same essence. And those who could not attain the truth are those who presume partnership to us. Those who speak through the essence are those who add their voices to Mevlana's voice. In the constitution of a body, if being embodied is flesh and bone, that which animates it is the essence. Now we have come to collect these essences one by one and to reach an integrated whole altogether. Signed, BC. Conversation with the one who gave me to myself beyond myself. Even if all the skies are rolled back, all the suns are extinguished, all the realms deny you, all voices reaching you are scattered, in future, maybe the single entity who will not deny you will be me. At that very moment, I will attain your essence divine light, because I am conscious of it and I am following your path, my Lord. BC. Notice for the awakened consciousnesses of the Golden Age, our friends, all the lights who constitute the essence of the entire universe have dived into the unknown until now to know the truths, to learn things, and they have entered the medium of quest by this means. However, this quest has never been in the form of searching for their essence. Eyes have always been looking at the horizons. Now, the characteristic of this period we call the period of sincerity is to make the essences speak. The characteristic of the cosmic current showering on your planet during this cosmic age is to sprout the seeds within the essences. Whichever seed you have in your essence, either good or bad, they sooner or later will sprout. This is not our selection. This is the selection of the eye of your essence. We only get in touch with those who can make this sheer selection. We know you better than you know yourselves. For this reason, make yourselves known not to us, but to your terrestrial friends. This introduction is extremely necessary, because you will always need the support of each other in the investments which will be made for the advanced plans. However, during this situation of making yourselves known, giving priority to the egos will cause you to lose many things. Humility will be your glorified threshold and your divine scepter which will support you. Now, we will have a request from our human brothers and sisters. We wish them to write something on love and something on essence, and if they can, to add a poem and to write their terrestrial names underneath. We would like to hear not their world consciousness, but the voices of the essence in these writings. This is a selection. Later, more detailed information will be given on this subject. Everyone will read these writings to each other. Dear Mevlana, we request you to write the writings of yours in the book. This is very important for us. This word will be written in red. That's important. Signed, Supreme Plan. Poem. Until today, ourselves and us concealed we, ascending to realms, observed the worlds have we. Long ago, transcended the century of miracles have we, becoming human, by his wisdom amazed are we. When a saint became we, when our divine light our eye did read, when the feast we did set, through the grand tent of maturity, through the congregation of Allah, reached the realms have we. Then becoming a drop of holy water into the oceans mingled we. Dust we became, vapor we became, word we became, talk we became, becoming an altar for everyone. Tossed about the anxiety did we, among these possessions all, to the possessor of the single possession, on the path of eternal past and eternal future, servant in each breath became we. Signed, Bulent Korak. Love. Do not be surprised at love. Do not presume it does not exist. That which introduces you to yourself is love. That is the one which makes you love yourself. You are a fruit of the universe which has come into existence from seven shells. It is so difficult to reach you that the first step of this union is love. Unless the hand of love peels your outer skin, you cannot break your shell. You cannot be in the truth. You cannot reach the heavens. You are a globe of universe. You will pour into your essence as you take off your shells one by one. You will attain the divine light of your spirit. You will attain the gratification of the divine power. Neither God nor books can give you all this development. That which will give you this is love and affection. You will first transcend yourself. You will reach your essence self. You will add to it the divine light of your spirit. Then you will reach the heavens. First transcend yourself, then reach your Lord. If you cannot transcend yourself, your ultimate union remains only in your learning. If I am me, then you are him. If his voice is you, then you too are him. If he is you, then you are him too. Everything is present in this very rhyme. Non-existence means to remain in your present consciousness, being unable to reach your own self. To become an entity means to discover your own self. If you discover yourself, then there is no non-existence. Then you can go on to wherever you wish. You choose the place you desire. When your essence and the divine light of your spirit unify, you surpass the realms. You are a fruit of realm, that which will peel your shell is love. When its magic hand touches you, when you attain the essence of that vibration, your sleeping volcano catches fire. Then there is no more dominance of an influence from the outside to the inside. Your inner volcano melts the shells of your inner self one by one by burning intrinsically. Now your essence has come out to light. Now you are no more a volcano, but a heart emanating light to your surroundings. In that light of the heart, all malice coming towards you is vanished. Then you are an ocean. Rivers flowing toward you flow backwards. Then they feed you no more. You feed them. You cross to the very times beyond timelessness by this means. This is not a secret. The secret is you. Solve yourself so that you can discover yourself. See yourself so that you can see the universe. Attain your divine light so that you can become a divine light. Now you are time, you are space, you are the one flowing to the essence of the cosmos. Those who reach you find you, that which comes to you becomes yours. The boundary of curiosity does not cease in anything. You search for yourself with curiosity, you attain O with curiosity. Time increasing with curiosity is the abode of timelessness. When your curiosity ceases, know that you are complete, know that you are an ocean. You will give what you receive. You will see that you have been given, and you will attain the truth. Search for yourself, discover yourself, attain the supremacy of those who enter the heavens. Then your path becomes easy. Do not look for yourself on the prayer rug. Do not look for yourself at the cross. Do not look for yourself in your Lord. You are everything. You are the cross, the prayer rug, your Lord. Attain the Lord within your essence. Proceed on the path with your Lord. Then all the realms, all the cosmoses are under your feet. The Muslim formula in God's name is a key given to you. If you try to unlock many doors with it, you always remain outside those doors. Do try that key on your own essence, then you will see how it becomes unlocked. Try the keys given to you first on your own lock, then you can unlock other locks. Then you become integrated with the entire realm. No religion, no thought can provide that integration for you. You are the one who attains that integrated whole. You are the one who dives into the infinite awareness. You are the one who sees you. You are single in the medium of unity. You are the one who loves you. You are the one who worships his or her Allah. You are the one who worships yourself. You are the one who attains O. You are the one who has created the realms. Our love is from the past to the future eternity, and our divine light encompasses the realms. Signed, Phelan Korak. Essence. The word essence is used for intense energy knots and energy nuclei. The essence in your planet is the fetus. However, the genuine essence is the emanation center of thoughts. The power you receive from there activates your thought mechanism. The cause of your existence is this. Such a system has been established in accordance with the existential ordinance that, living or non-living, all creation must proceed on the path for evolution. The station at which thoughts are most original is the final dimension of the gate of Karina. There you grasp the entire truth and understand that you are on a one-way path. Evolution is interminable, and you comprehend cerebrally, mentally, and by all your selves that your soul mission is only to serve the universes. There is no returning ever from this system, because the altering waves you receive from beyond the changing times will prepare interminably all your physical and mental selves for the infinite consciousness and beyond it. The cause of your existence is the reflection on you of a universal order. In the universal ordinance, awareness is a whole, but comprehension is dependent on evolution. Stages passed in the process of time envelope and cover you layer by layer, and you are manifested in your world in the image of a material body. The cause for this is the manifestation of the universal ordinance in you. For this very reason, you are a universe. Identities are symbols. Every rendered thing is the pouring of your essence both to yourself, both to you and to your medium. The human being is the essence of the entire cosmos. Fate and times revolve, days pass, and the one who completes his or her cycle falls again on earth like a comet. The heavens are lights and divine lights. Provided you can bear their power, you are always present. Otherwise, you cannot recognize yourselves. You live in your world with a veiled awareness. You remain in non-existence. Here, you are a wingless bird which has forgotten how to fly. You flutter ceaselessly to be able to fly. You either flutter your wings and remain where you are, or you open your wings and reach the universes. All the efforts are for you to attain yourselves. When your single wing becomes double, that is, when you are unified with yourselves, it means that then the time for flying has arrived. Then you fly wherever you wish. You perch on whichever branch you like. Our branch at the moment is the world. We came here to be a tree in the world, to blossom leaves and flowers on branches, to give fruit. We have attained contact with the universal friends. They too are from the same essence. However, in order to be like them, we have to return and go through the world tour many times. This is the destiny of the world, its immutable ordinance. Now we are together with the other worlds. We have reached there. Become together with them. We have passed to other heavens. We have come to convey to you the truth. Signed, Phelan Korak. Our essence. Now let us dive into the essence and attain the truth, friends. You say that time and space are relative. This is true. However, do you also know that there are unknown times, unknown spaces within this relativity? Timelessness and relativity exist only according to your consciousness. Do you know what there is beyond the boundaries where your consciousnesses end? Conditioned passions are your obstacles. Beyond the Milky Way galaxy, there are unknown horizons, unknown times. I wonder if you know them. In times with double suns, where the sun sets from the east and rises from the west, there is a divine rule in which a learning-wise order is not dominant. There are such supreme places here which you call the land of the angels. There are such times your limited intellects cannot grasp that it is not possible for everyone to know this, to see this. The messages given to you are the commands of the suns. This is nothing but the reflection on you of an order-establishing mechanism. One either obeys the order or gives up his or her head. This is an administrative order. Its operation is this. Would you believe if I tell you that beyond this there are mediums no learning, no technology can reach? It is said there is no limit to anything. However, if I tell you that there are limited dimensions too, would you believe? Those which propagate the preeminent power of my Lord to the entire universe are only his warnings. Beyond this, are you aware, I wonder, of the power of the Lord's sovereignty? The focal point in which everyone unifies in a whole is to assemble in the essence seed of the Lord. When you are sown in this essence seed, you expand towards the boundlessnesses your limited minds cannot grasp. You attain the deterrence of the genuine time, the genuine space. Do not forget that learning is a mirror of the divine order. Religion without learning, learning without religion cannot exist. This is a whole. Both of them are one inside the other. Evolvement brings you to this very boundary and leaves you there. Then you step towards the advanced dimensions by claiming your own essence consciousness. Wow. Waves of wonderment. Okay. Now see yourself coming back to your bodies fully. Bring your consciousness all the way back. Let the waves of wonderment slowly fade off into the distance. Bring yourself back to full consciousness. Be here now. If some of you fell asleep through that, don't worry about it. It's okay. And we are also going to have a little bit of discussion here. If you guys like, if anybody's still awake, you can call in or you can send me a note on the fast chat. And I'd like you to know also that this book is not the only place this information has popped up. There are people all over the planet who are coming up with simple and similar things. And I myself have had many revelations, many messages from Spirit that are confirmed in this book. So I tend to trust things like that if it's come to me in three different ways at least and been confirmed and confirmed and confirmed and makes sense. Then I tend to think that that must be the truth. It has to work. The universe is an order. It's logic. And it makes perfectly good sense that if it's true, it works. So that's kind of my criteria. Now, there are a lot of other things going on at the same time. And you know, on this program, I've talked about a lot of things. One of the things I want to talk about, and I'm going to put this out on the newsletter, or put it out on an email, hopefully in the next day or two, is that next week, on July 22nd, I'm going to have Christine here, who is the founder of the University of Metaphysics, and that's in California. So we're going to be talking about some interesting things. And I would also like to mention that on that date, I am doing my next meditation for the 10 million clicks for peace. So if you're new and you haven't seen that yet, just go to my website, drvalerienmd.com, and you'll see a little yellow tag there, and not on the first landing page, but on all the other pages. Just click on that tag, and it will take you to that website where you can sign up and be part of the free meditation program. And I will be doing a modified Golden Grid connection on the 22nd. And it's going to be interesting. That will also be recorded in an MP3, so you know you'll be able to download that. And the other thing is that if you are not aware of this yet, go to freeshield.net. I think that's the address. Let me just double check that here. Yes, freeshield.net, or drop me a line and I'll send this to you. I'll try to also include it in the email that I send out. What that is it's a thing. If you're familiar with Corey Herter's site, A New Wave, this is one of his technologies, and the guy who's putting this out with him is doing kind of a worldwide pay it forward project. It's an energy protective device that you can print out on your computer, fold it up into four, and stick it in your cell phone. And that will stop the electromagnetic radiation, because they're finding more and more cancers cropping up from cell phones. Who didn't know that was going to happen? So anyway, that's a protective device, and it's free, and they want to pass it around the world. The goal is to get at least 1 million people to have these in their cell phones, because these brain cancers that are being caused are completely preventable. So, you know, it's gone beyond a shadow of a doubt now that cell phone transmissions do cause brain cancers. So anyway, please do that, and don't worry, I'll be sending it out when I send the next newsletter. I'll also be sending it out in the email reminding you about the meditation I'll be leading next week. And barring all that, drop me a line, and I'll be happy to email it to you. So those are all the catch-up things that we needed to do there. Now, if you guys have any question about what I read to you, go ahead and email me here on the fast chat, or call in. We can take as long as we need here, but if nobody's calling in or getting on the fast chat, then I'll close it down in the next few minutes. Might have put you all to sleep. So now next week we have a guest talking about cosmic consciousness and things like that. And the week after that, let's see, we will be thinking we might be actually doing a gathering, so I might have to pre-record or just put an old archive on the week after that. There's some other interesting things going on. You may have noticed that the animals are waking up more too. If you have cats and dogs and horses, they tend to communicate with us more, because they're more cognizant of what's going on in our brain sometimes than we are. So you might have noticed it's much easier to communicate with your animals right now, and they're very concerned. Now, I am feeling that there is hope. And I've told you before that there are a lot of things happening. I've seen a lot of different scenarios, possibilities of what could be happening this year. I'm feeling very encouraged, because each gathering that we do, as I mentioned, we're having more and more light that's happening on the grid. And so I'm very encouraged about that. The more people we wake up, the more light, then the less trauma that we're going to have on the planet. And so I'm very, very, very encouraged. So let's get more people to these things. Let's get more people woken up. Let's pass these things around. And I'm writing more about peace now. And the whole reason that I'm doing that is because we have to move to that spot. And I am, I don't know how I'm going to really get that across to people that don't understand that. Like, how can you be in peace when the energy that's hitting the planet is really rough, and it's getting rougher? And it's because those are higher energy currents that are hitting. And so if you haven't done your homework, if you haven't gotten to the point of balance, you can't handle this energy that's coming in, it's really going to knock you around. So that's one of the things I'm trying to do is make it so it's easier on people. That's one of the reasons why we put together the remote vortex. So you might want to be included in that. And a monthly membership is only $5.95, you know, if you just want to work on one thing. So, the time to work in unity is now. It's definitely now. We have no time left. So I'd say put aside your petty disagreements and put aside the ego. Allow yourself to move into truth and love. And, you know, it might help if, you know, when things start agitating you. You just kind of sit back and observe what's going on and think about it. And think, who's really going to care about this in 100 years? And, since none of us will be around in these bodies in 100 years, as far as we know, I don't think anybody's really going to care about all the crap that's going on. So the main thing is to, to just drop all the disagreements, the arguments. And you know, if people are being really negative and kind of like getting like crazy dogs, you know, that ar, ar, ar type of stuff, walk away. Just say, I see that you're agitated, and, you know, the best I can do to help you is to not participate in this. And take a few deep breaths, you know, or like a friend of my late husband's used to say, because my late husband would just be on people's cases constantly. Oh, my gosh. it was something. And he had this one friend that he particularly enjoyed just chewing out constantly, and the guy just kind of stand there and look at him. My late husband would be ripping this guy up one side and down the other over nothing, basically. And the guy would just stand there and look at him, and when he finally shut up or paused to take a breath, he'd look at him and he'd say, why don't you bitch about it for a while? You might feel better. Which, of course, just slayed me. You know, I was laying on, rolling on the floor, just cracking up. So, you know, these are the kinds of things that we can do. Or like one of my favorite things is when somebody's laying a line on me or something, or they're going off and I know it's a lie, I'll just look at them and go, does that usually work for you? And then it kind of stops them in their tracks, and they either laugh or they get mad and leave. And in either case, you know, that's good. And here's a question. Notice that you've been really tired, sleeping a lot. Is that because of the energy? Yes, it is. It's been really rough. And I got to tell you, the last couple of days, I have been like wearing a hole on the couch at my friend's house here. And I mean, I have hardly gotten up other than to go to the bathroom and get something to eat. And, I've been writing some articles and things, so I'm busy, and answering emails and scheduling things and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I have felt very distinctly that I didn't want to go outside. And I've watched people that came in that just, boy, yesterday they were just really, I don't know, it was weird. It was bitch, 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 moan, 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 you know, and I was like, oh, my God. I just kind of sat in the corner, and it wasn't anything that was really bad. It was just what we would call normal day-to-day stuff. You know how, you know, we have frustrations through the day, and when we get home, we want to tell everybody all about it? It was like that. And I thought, wow, I don't even want to listen to that. And I couldn't think. It was so disturbing to me. And I realized that the reason it's disturbing to me is because it's such a different energy to what I had been in throughout the day, because I was contemplating peace. And I was writing about peace. And I was writing about, you know, how to get it, how to have it, how to keep it. What does it look like? You know, and writing all the steps of how to get into peace. So I just kind of observed all this, and I cracked myself up. And I thought, you know, it's been interesting, very, very interesting to watch all this stuff happen. So, and somebody else is saying that they've had the opposite. They can't sleep. Okay. Yeah, I went through a couple of those days too. The energy will do that to you. It's like you're revved up and you're exhausted at the same time. Part of the exhaustion is because you can't sleep. But you're revved up. I mean, I've been up like, gosh, until at least 2 a.m. every day, and I get up before everybody else practically. So I'm up like, you know, 6:30 or so, and then I don't go to bed until 2. So I guess you could say that qualifies under can't sleep. But at the same time, it's been like too exhausting to go do anything. So yeah, this is all energetic stuff. And whether you feel revved up or exhausted depends on how you're handling the energy. So my advice to you guys is always, when you go through that, if you feel like, oh my gosh, it's so hard to do anything, don't do anything. That's kind of your signal to go sit on the couch. As my dad used to say, I'm going to the couch. Okay, good idea. You know, sometimes you need to do that. You need to just go lay down. go put your feet up, go do something kind of mindless for a while, you know, and go contemplate your navel, whatever. But what you want to do is give yourself the rest that you need. And it's vitally important that we do this right now, because if we don't, then we run out of our energy reserves, and that could be disastrous. So take care of yourselves, and know the energy is not going to get easier. It's going to get harder. And so you really need to change now. You need to be able to move this through you. And, you know, just, it's like when we do the Golden Grid meditation, you guys that have done it, you know how the light comes in through your crown, and it goes down through your body, and you let it flow out, and you're distributing it to other light workers and anyone who needs it. It's like that. You know, the energy is going to come through you like a lightning bolt, and it's going to go through, and it's going to activate your DNA, and it's going to change the actual chemicals in your body. I don't know to what. I suspect it's silicone-based, but I don't know that. Okay, so don't go running around saying it, you know, to everybody that Dr. Valerie says this, this, or that. What Dr. Valerie is saying, I don't really know, okay? It's my supposition, based upon a few things that I've seen, that that could be a possibility. And they've certainly been talking about it for 30 years. So I don't know. But I do know that something's happening different. We are becoming something different. All of us. Now, the other thing is, don't judge people. Because what happens as you go through something like this is that sometimes the least likely people are going to turn out to be the most evolved. And you don't know. You know, so if you go around thinking that only the people with halos over their heads are the ones that are evolved, you could be dead wrong. And that could cost you some of your own evolution. So instead of worrying about judging where somebody else is, just work on yourself. Which is pretty good advice most of the time anyway. But particularly during these times, because there is no time left. You know, now is the time when we're getting harvested. And I don't mean by the bad aliens, okay? Not harvested to be eaten, but rather harvested to be moved into higher consciousness. So I'll give you the analogy that my teacher Torkin used to tell me. I probably have mentioned this before, but he used to say that, you know, when you're an ordinary person, you're like a blade of grass in the prairie. And so there are billions of other blades of grass all waving the same. They all look the same color. They're the same height, yada, yada, yada. And when you take up a spiritual path, you become a flower. And as soon as the head of the flower pokes up above the sea of grass, it's noticed. It's noticed by the good and by the bad. The bad guys want to go lop the flower off at the neck. And the good ones want to go nurture it and grow more flowers. So that's kind of, you know, the way that we are. The more that we can grow our flower, and the more that we can propagate that or spread the seed of that flower, which is through love, then the better off we're going to be. Not just humanity, but the whole world, because we're kind of the stewards of the world. So it's very, very important for us to take up our places and to do what's right. And, you know, we all have different things to do. And as I've said before, do what's yours to do. You don't have to worry about the fate of the entire world. You just have to do your job, because we each have a job to do, maybe several. And so as we're doing them, we are actually creating a better world. And so as we're creating that better world, wouldn't it be kind of nice to have playmates in that world? So each one of us has that blade of grass. And yes, Don, that is, each blade of grass does have a spirit. And every cell within that blade of grass has a spirit. And so we are macrocosm and microcosm. So as we become flowers, our cells are different. As we become every different being, we become different. And, you know, the whole goal is to join that body of what we call the Lord. Or what we call God or Source or, you know, whatever. And I've mentioned to you before, what it was like to float on the very edge of the cloud of God. And, I mean, oh my gosh, it was total bliss. And so that's really what I want, is to be, you know, to that level. Now, the thing that's interesting about floating around with that cloud is that you get kicked out, because we are, we're on a path to discover our true self. So even though we are, as the book says, we are part of the essence gene, or part of that one particular personality essence, and there may be trillions of us that are all part of that, yet we are still each becoming individual gods and goddesses ourselves. And so we will at some point become great creators and be able to create something like an earth. Now, that's a long way off, but this is the potential of who we really are, because we were made by a creator god to be creator gods. And so everything that's happening is to move us in that direction. Everything that's going on is all about finding ourselves. And this is why I'm reading the Fascicles of the Knowledge book to you guys and propagating this, so that people can start to learn what the truth is and can, you know, connect the dots. I found with this book, I've read it now completely through, and I have found that there's so much information in there that corroborates things that I just know, and gives me like the pieces of the puzzle that I didn't know. Oh, you want to know what I saw in the cloud of God? Okay. I'm going to tell you, it sounds really simple. I can't even start to convey to you what it really is like. But what it was I came out of my body. I had two angels that popped through the ceiling, grabbed me out of my body, and took me through space. So there I am, speeding through space. And these angels never say anything to me. They just grab me. And when they bring me back, they slam dunk me back into my body. Anyway, so they're conveying me through space a long distance. And at one point, they just kind of heaved me towards this huge pink light. It was white in the center and pink on the edges. Brilliant, more brilliant than you could ever imagine that you could even look at. And I noticed that this light was made up of gazillions of little tiny sparks of light. And I say sparks because they were sparks. They were brilliant, they were beautiful, and they were like little sparks, but they didn't go out. And I was one of those sparks. And as I came floating towards the body of this great light, I was just coming up to the fringes, and I felt the attraction to this. It's kind of like almost a tractor beam, you know, or it was like a magnet. It pulled me to it, and it's still moving through space. And it was not that I felt anything coming from that one. It was more, how do I even explain this? I came to the very fringe edge. There was no one that was farther away than me. The distance between my spark and the next few sparks was maybe a universe. That great of a distance. But as soon as I came in alignment with the edge, so if you would like make a gazillion dots on a piece of paper, and they're all scattered, and if you drew a circle or an oval around that whole thing, where every dot was, then that's the line, the imaginary line that I crossed. As soon as I crossed that line and was within that totality, I went into total, complete, unadulterated bliss. It was just amazing. And I was so surprised, and I remember the last thought that I had consciously, that I remember, was, oh my God, I wonder if I am going back to my body. And that's the last thought that I had. And that's the last thought that I had until I woke up in the morning. Now, it's interesting to note that I was not asleep when I got taken out of my body. So this wasn't a dream, okay? I was not asleep. I was meditating, and I was fully conscious. So there I was, you know, got slam dunked, you know, poof, out into the universe and floated on my own right up to this edge and just dissolved. I went into complete bliss. I did not care if I never came back, ever. If I spent eternity in that bliss, I would have been happy. And I was totally absorbed into the totality. It was amazing. And so I was quite shocked to find myself waking up the next morning. I did one of those things like in the movies, in the comedies, where they feel their body to see if they're really there. I was there. I pinched myself. I was like, oh, my God. That was amazing. I've had a lot of amazing experiences. And I got to tell you, too, what cracked me up was when I was watching last season of Rescue Me, and they had like this alcoholic meeting, you know, the whole family's alcoholics, and so they decide there's so many of them they can hold their own AA meeting. And so I'm watching this, and Dennis Leary's character starts talking about how God is a pink cloud. I about fell out of the chair. Because I had no idea anybody else had ever said that. You know, so just imagine, I mean, I cracked up, and so, you know, obviously it's not just me, either that or the writers or, you know, listeners of my show or something, I don't know, but it was really kind of funny, and I was just in such shock that somebody would say that, and of course, you know, and they had in the script, everybody was laughing, and I was like, no, that's real, it's true. I crack myself up all the time, you know how it is. So anyway, hopefully that gives you guys a few things to think about and will help you to stay in the state of peace. That is my fervent desire. And yes, I did have to come back because I had a lot of work left, and you're welcome. I'm very glad to share these experiences with you so you guys know that you're not crazy, or, well, either that or we're all crazy together. Who knows? Who really knows? But anyway, thank you for listening. I love you guys. And I'm really, really gratified that every one of you is helping in your own way to be able to change the planet for the better, that you guys are taking responsibility. And you know, that we're all connected in this. And, you know, this is like one of my dreams of my entire lifetime, was that people would understand that we are connected. Because it's the only thing that makes sense. So, until next week, and thank you for listening. Until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty night.
Away.